Hello and welcome to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, where we explore the latest trends, innovations and insights into the trade finance ecosystem. I'm your host, Doris Kononovich. I'm really delighted to be back after such a long break. And today we have a very special episode lined up for you. Now, just in a few months, industry leaders and innovators will be gathering at the 2024 Trade Finance Investor Day in London, and we're thrilled to offer you a sneak peek into what's in store. Now, joining us today is none other than Billy Seville. He's the Executive Director at the XDC Foundation, a visionary in blockchain and digital assets technologies. Billy, great to have you here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Doris. Excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for attending last year's events as well and speaking. I mean, we really did enjoy your speech last year.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a great time. I think it's really interesting when you're able to get people like that into a room, really for the first time, I guess. So it was really kind of an honor to be there to see that.
And as part of that, you're featured to be speaking again this year at the event. And we're delighted to hear get a little bit of an insight as to the horizon and what XDC Network is and how XDC Network is driving digital transformation of this space. So let's dive in. Now, as the executive director of the XDC Foundation, you're at the forefront of blockchain innovation and trade finance. Can you give us a little bit of an insight as to how the XDC Network is revolutionizing trade finance and what the key developments that you'll be discussing at the Trade Finance Investor Day are?
Yeah, I'd love to. A lot of what we've really been doing is in specifically working with trade tech and, the relationship with trade tech and the TFD is really critical and kind of like building this ecosystem of players who are in the trade finance space. And I think from our perspective, we're the chain, the protocol, underneath, the technology that trade tech has put together. And so, we've been able to bring a U.S. Treasury token to the marketplace. And we also have a private credit facility, which is also, in the process of being launched. So, we've had a tremendous amount of movement over the last year in really bringing these developments about. And I think that the opportunity of the Trade Finance Investor Day is to really kind of update people on what really has been happening in the space on a technology side and how you can really, or they can really benefit from really kind of working in the traditional space and to bring it into the digital space. And I think that those are keys. And I think there are things that they are aware of and they're looking at. The question, really is, what does it really take for that move to happen? And how do we need to really kind of come together to do that so that we're at a production level of investment in these digital funds?
That's completely a hot topic at the moment, trying to bridge the gap between or trying to reshape how business is done, moving from a traditional trade finance kind of module into, digital assets, and the adoption of that is such a big topic now. And you mentioned trade tech. Now, can you give us a little bit more about, how XDC Network is just helping to bridge these two worlds and why this transformation is so important for investors and financial institutions who potentially will be attending this event as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's really, a lot of this is always about bringing the key players together so that you're able to offer the services that you need to. So everybody has what they're doing in the traditional space being done very similarly in the digital space. And when I say similarly, I'm talking about following, the proper guidelines and doing all of the legwork so that you have KYC and AML. Through the proper platforms. And we've done that with Securitize, where we've integrated the XDC network with the Securitize DS protocol. And this allows for us to have primary issuance on the chain of what we did with USTY. And it also allows us the KYC and AML capabilities as well. So, we're bringing trade tech to we're bringing trade tech really directly to the investors that are able to really kind of like play in this particular space And it's something that is really critical, I think, in terms of being able to move forward across the globe where, you know, we're doing this under, you know, with regulated brokers and people that are in the space able to offer this type of product. And so we've really worked at how do we do this right from the beginning? How do we set it up right from the beginning? And I think this is a group that really appreciates that because they understand, you know, the nuances of like what it takes to be in a financial services industry. And so really what we want to be able to convey is that this is something that can be done. This is something that is being done and that they can do this with us. And then we kind of go into what those benefits are. And I think that there's a lot of key benefits that are critical to how this can move forward for everybody in a safer, better, more, I guess, maybe egalitarian way where finances are available to more and, you know, more people are able to participate in the system.
That's a great point that you make here, you know, about, you know, blockchain technology addressing so many of these traditional pain points. Can you share some real world examples of how XDC Network is making this tangible impact happen? A little birdie tells me that at the event, you know, you'll be discussing tokenization of real world assets as well.
Yes. Yeah. So I've talked about this a little bit prior to at some other, you know, events. I think a lot of what we're really looking at is how are we taking the traditional assets that are yield-bearing assets from the real world? And how are we tokenizing them in a way that allows people to easily come into the system and take advantage of the benefits that blockchain has to offer? And I think when it comes to trade finance, one of the biggest things is that you know who you're doing business with. You hold your electronic bill of lading, or you hold the piece of paper that has the value in a digitized form that's tokenized on the network. And you know for a fact that you own the goods. And, you know, in a paper world, which is happening outside of what we're doing and in the traditional space, you know, this is really kind of, you know, fraught with all sorts of people who are trying to get money many times over for an invoice or, you know, a shipment so that, you know, they can take advantage of the people who have the money. And I think that this is really, to me, one of the most important things. You know who you're dealing with. You know what you're dealing with. You know what you own. And there's no question to that. You know, amongst that, there's other ways in which, you know, we're speeding up the process. We're creating, you know, the ability to have that turnover that they that, you know, investors are looking for. We're doing all of the same parameters and, you know, all of the anything that you would be dealing with from a redemption or a default or anything that's happening within that space. Traditionally, we're able to deal through trade tech with what we're doing in the digital space. And I think that that's actually a really important piece of this. It's faster. It can be cheaper. It's disruptive. But I think that it's a matter of, you know, you either get disrupted now or you're part of the disruption now or you get disrupted later. And so, you know, we're really here because we want to offer this to traditional institutions that are looking to find ways to be more efficient and, you know, to have that immutability, have the knowledge that what they hold is real.
Now, for anyone who's curious about how to join this event, the Trade Finance Investor Day 2024, if you want to learn more or just you're interested in grabbing a few tickets, do visit www.tradefinancedistribution.com for all the information. Now, Billy, we're excited to have you returning for the second year consecutively as a partner for this event. So what makes the Trade Finance Investor Day such a significant event? And why is it important for the XDC Foundation to be actively involved?
Well, we are clearly, I mean, from the beginning, we have been a chain that has focused heavily on the narrative of trade finance. And specifically, we look at ways in which we can use technology to close the financing gap. And, you know, which is pretty big and growing. And there's a lot of different numbers that are out there that you'll hear about, whether you include micro businesses or not, $2.5 trillion, $5 trillion. There's a lot of, I think, ways in which technology can help close that. And, you know, this is a relationship building business as well. You know, we're ultimately a technology company that's really trying to offer a better solution to a traditional world. And, you know, we understand that it takes time in this industry for people to kind of brave that gap, from that traditional financed to, what we're doing within the space. So I think that it's just a matter of really being in the room, getting to hear what they're saying and what their pain points are. And, you know, there's fascinating presentations in trade finance that educate us as well and help us understand more about what we can do to help. And so we're really looking to be part of the solution. And these things take time. So we want to build upon it. And it's a tried and true method of relationship building and working together. And, you know, I think it's a very fruitful opportunity for everybody as a result.
No, absolutely agreed. We're all here to learn something, you know, gain some new ideas, make some new friends, find some new business. One way or the other, everyone has something that they'll be able to benefit, you know, it will be invaluable. You, from your perspective, what's one key takeaway or opportunity anyone who's thinking about joining or attending this event cannot afford to miss?
Yeah. Well, you know, we had people who were very much interested in discussing tokenization last year. I'd say that there's still like a lot of people who are there who are really still operating in the traditional space. And so it's one of those things where, one, I'd love more participation from the traditional, you know, players there, you know, in the discussions around blockchain and tokenization. I think when, although they don't use the term real world assets, obviously something that happens within the crypto space, but that is really proliferated within, the last year, significantly greater than it has before. And, you know, you're seeing tracking and tracing around what's happening on chains with different real world assets or tokenized funds. You know, you're seeing private credit, you're seeing treasuries. Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities for people to really kind of take part in this. And I think what's key for what we're doing with TradeTech, and TradeTech, I mean, they've put together just an incredible, platform for trade finance, just from traditional and now into the digital space. But really, when it comes down to it, the opportunity to really look at how you are going out in a digital world and you're literally financing businesses that need the cash in order to operate. You know, this is the thing that really kind of makes the world go around. And, you know, I don't need to explain this to the trade finance space, because they know this better than me in terms of the risk averse nature of, you know, what trade finance is and inflation proof and all of these things that we've been dealing with over the last year. But it is important, I think, to people who are out there, you know, outside of the space, that they understand, you know, that these are the reasons why digital assets can really make a difference in the tokenization of these real world assets. And the other thing is that we're bringing real world yield bearing assets to the digital space. And so those that are currently in this space have an opportunity to earn a yield that is based on a tried and true product, but also it's not a volatile product. It's not a crypto asset. It's a tokenized form of a real world asset. And so to me, I think that that's actually what the future of finance really has to offer on blockchain.
Absolutely. And anyone who's interested can hear more at the event. I mean, if you found this discussion intriguing, you definitely don't want to miss Billy's full session at the upcoming Trade Finance Investor Day. But I'm going to have to let you go, Billy. It's a wrap on this episode. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing these insights on the pivotal role that XDC Foundation is playing.
Thanks, George. Pleasure to be here. Looking forward to seeing you in a couple of months.
Absolutely. All right, everyone. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any of our episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Doris Kononovich, and I look forward to seeing you at the Trade Finance Investor Day. See you soon.